Letters and Manuscripts, Volume 5, 1887 to 1888. Gilmore, Brother, Battle Creek, Michigan, September 14, 1887. Previously unpublished. Dear Brother Gilmore, I believe that you love the Lord, that you love the truth, and that you desire to know the will of God and do it. I know that the cause of God at the present needs your assistance. As our Heavenly Father has made you His steward in trust, I feel urged by the Spirit of God to write to you, asking you to invest some of the Lord's entrusted capital in the work that is now going forward in England. As a servant of God, holding His money, I hope you will stand closely by the side of God and bind your own personal honor to His throne. God is your God, His truth, your truth, His honor. Your interest should be identified with His cause and kingdom. Efforts are now being made to establish a mission in London, that great city of many hundred thousand inhabitants. In most of its suburban cities, the Protestant element is in the ascendancy, but the truth has never been proclaimed there. It has lately come to our knowledge that there is at this time considerable at stake in London. The particulars you will find stated in the separate document. You see that this fund was for a specified object. It was to be donated to dissenting Protestants who keep the Seventh-day Sabbath. There is no mention made of the Baptists, that they should have any claim on this fund. The courts are fully determined the $25,000 fund shall be appropriated as the donors designed to Seventh-day Sabbath keepers. This matter, in the providence of God, is now brought within our reach. But we must show that we are an enterprising people and mean work, and that the trust fund shall not longer be idle, as it has done for many years. Elder Jones has not, I think, made one convert since his ministry commenced. The court sees that the Seventh-day Baptists are running out, and they now want to see this money used by holding meetings and doing something for the benefit of the public. As Seventh-day Adventists, we have put in a claim for the money, and we hope to receive it, if it is the will of God. But we must be able to show that we are prepared to invest at least $10,000 on the work ourselves. We have already established a training school for Bible workers and have hired buildings into which to move the printing office and mission now located in Grimsby. This will bring together more Sabbath keepers than Elder Jones can possibly show. A good work has already been started, and meetings are being held for this object of educating workers for the mission field. This work already started will have a decided influence upon the Court of Chancery to secure to Seventh-day Adventists this sum of money. Now, what we want to know is, where is our part of the money coming from? What are you willing to do, my brother, to help in the matter? This $10,000 must be raised. I awoke this morning with a strong impression that as God had made you a steward in trust of His means, you would help us just now. The means must be raised and sent to England to reach them by the 20th of October. You see, this time is just upon us. Will you please consider this matter and state, remainder missing?